adequate notice of this meeting as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 2, 2018, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office, on the bulletin board in the Roosevelt Post Office.
January 2, 2019.
And it is January 7th.
January 2nd, 2019.
No, it's still 18th. This was in last year.
So it was provided by a notice on January 2nd, 2018 on the bulletin board at the post office, in the post office, and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Here.
Mr. Dermody?
Here.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yep.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Mr. Parker is absent. Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mayor Malkin?
Here.
Okay. I don't know if you did the time, but it was 7:53 when we opened up.
Okay. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our first meeting of 2019. It's our annual reorganization meeting, which we just had, which will be followed by the regular meeting and some refreshments. So I'm pleased to see everyone here, even though almost everyone here I begged to come tonight. It's not, I don't really have a very willing audience here, but so I'm going to skip my next sentence because it doesn't really fit since just
about
everyone.
There was no coercion though, right?
No, none at all, just a million texts. And so I'm very excited about this upcoming year. We have a new composition of the council. And there's quite a lot of diversity among the members as far as background, experience, skill sets, ages, etc. I'm confident that this will ensure an interesting, thorough, and successful running of our town. These members are dedicated, conscientious council people. We have many projects in the works for 2019. I'm sure that everyone has noticed that the former gas station has been raised. Hopefully, a business will want to open there, and if not, then we'll discuss what we want to do with the land. And as some of you know, Hilltop Swim Club has closed and will be going up for sale. I'm assuming that some houses may be built, but we'll know eventually. We have other projects in the works, such as completing the work on the public works building, painting the interior of the Borough Hall, and hopefully new floors in here, since the carpet is pretty awful. We also intend to meet with our state representatives concerning the Roosevelt Public School, which is under threat of a massive loss of funds. Council will also be discussing some policy changes and revisiting some ordinances. I welcome anyone's suggestions for other projects, concerns, or interests you may have. In addition, I want to say that many residents have mentioned to me how wonderful Roosevelt is looking and how smoothly things seem to be running. The reason for this is that it's because it is a collaborative effort. We are very lucky to have such experienced, knowledgeable, and dedicated employees running Roosevelt along with the council and myself. So I want to introduce all the employees since they're crucial to the success of this town. And I'm going to start with Anna Debevic. Anna has a lot of titles. She's our treasurer, purchasing agent, records manager. And there was something else in there I saw a minute ago that you, some
she,
other.
Apaca.
Right.
That's public agents.
Yeah, that's
compliance
right,
officer.
Right, officer, right. Okay.
Sounds like an animal.
She's the all-around face of Roosevelt. She's worked for Roosevelt for 28 years, and I hope for 28 more.
Congratulations.
Kathleen Hart, most of you know, or all of you know, really, but she's our borough clerk, and I could not do this job without her. She's the one that knows every law and ordinance and rule and everything about being, you know, running the town, being the clerk. Lori Meyer is our deputy clerk, and since she's been here, she's accomplished so much. She's organized and what other words are there? She's made life much easier for us. She has really done a great job in the office with getting things which were extremely disorganized and kind of a mess all in order. And she's a big help. She's a huge help to us. She's a huge help to Kathleen. And we're very happy to have you.
Thank you.
Kim Chofee couldn't be here tonight, but she's the new administrative assistant. She works once a week, and she also is assisting Lori and Kathleen with all and Anna with all kinds of things that miscellaneous things that need to be done. Yes. Oh yes, I'm sorry. And she's the planning board secretary. Our Public Works Department is largely responsible for the town being plowed properly, trimming back trees and brush, erecting the new traffic signs around Roosevelt, which are helping with the speed and flow of traffic, and they perform a myriad of other tasks as well. And of course, the new lighting and painting of the Borough Hall, and the all around the new sign that we have at the Borough Hall, and the mural being lit. So. Actually, Anna, I meant to tell you, I'm a little delayed here. Anna, stand up so that everybody can really... I know, but stand up anyway, because if anyone's listening to, you know, to the tape afterwards, we just want to... Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll save it for the end. So our Public Works Department is Greg Defoe, Greg Poziel, and Dave Curtis. Mm. And we are very, very grateful for what they've accomplished in... What, officially a year, maybe a little over a year, but basically just about a year. Yeah. Our water sewer plants have been running safely and efficiently. Safely and efficiently with all the reports that are required to be submitted to the state. They're done correctly. They're done on time. And we have John Holden and Mike Lyons to thank for this. So, John. Rob Masterson is our OEM coordinator, along with Cody Parker, who's the deputy coordinator. Rob takes his job very seriously. Just today, which later on in the meeting I'll read it, but just today we received word that our OEM plan for this year has been accepted and approved. This is the first time in years that this is the case, and that was all handled by Rob.
Very good.
Also, whenever you get a code
I was
red.
That's my next okay. sentence, and Rob and Cody are also responsible for sending out the code reds when needed. Yeah. Okay. George Lang and Jerry Stankiewicz have been our CFO and auditor for many... How many years are you here, George? 15, 16, and... Yeah, Jerry, I'm not sure. They always have the best interests of Roosevelt at heart, always. They're our financial experts, and we'd be hard-pressed to find someone as helpful to us as they are. These employees do an exemplary job. I'd like you all to stand up, really, and give, because...
That's the whole rule.
That's true. I know, but I don't care, because...
Well, Jim's here. He's
we have Jim and Bob Francis and Mike, so... Stand up so we can really give you a hand. No, I mean it.
Come on, everybody. Thanks, Greg.
And finally, I want to thank Deirdre Sheehan, who was supposed to be here tonight, but she's not. But for her year of service as a councilwoman, she took her job very seriously, and she was a great help to the council. And with that, we will take a break and have some refreshments so that all the rest of you don't have to stay for the boring part of the meeting.
And hold on.
I'd like to make a motion to have a short recess for refreshments.
I'll second that.
Joe Tamel to take a short recess.
Wait, and before we vote, can I just say that I'm really sorry I didn't introduce you. It was complete oversight.
Mr. Jim Markey.
Mr. Jim Markey, who is our JCP&L representative, and he had big shoes to fill because Jerry Licardi was with us for a long time, but
Jim was his boss.
I know, and based on the information I get from Jim all the time and his appearance at meetings, I know we have nothing to worry about anymore.
Great.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay, one, two, three, four, five, six.
Okay, we have returned from our break. It is 8:34, and we will resume the meeting. We are up to public comment on agenda items only. Is there anyone who would like to comment on the agenda items?
I thought we did that already.
We did that for the reorganization meeting,
oh, okay.
But now we're in the regular
gotcha.
Meeting.
So that's at 8:35?
8:34, and we will be closing the public comment at 8:34.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes of the December 10, 2018 regular council meeting.
Do I have a second?
A second. I'm not sure if I was there or I would have.
I think you were.
Okay. Well, Steve got it.
So. It's in the minutes.
I was going to say, why don't we look at the minutes?
Deirdre wasn't there. But
no, Deirdre wasn't.
Perfect. You were there.
Was I here?
Yeah, you were here, Lou.
Are you
Everyone was here but Deirdre.
Deirdre. Yeah, okay.
Oh.
Cody was there.
Yeah. I
didn't
see
okay.
Cody was here on the 10th.
Cody was not here.
Cody's not here.
He wasn't here.
No, he couldn't. He wasn't allowed at the table, permitted at the table after the election in November.
Okay.
All right. Roll call to adopt is Mr. Bowen.
The minutes. Approve the minutes.
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Ezekoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremet?
Yes.
Okay, correspondence. I have something which I touched on before, but I would just like to read. This is our letter from the state of New Jersey, Office of the Attorney General, Department of Law and Public Safety. Dear Coordinator Masterson, we have reviewed your emergency operations plan and find that it meets our criteria for approval as of November 30th, 2018. We are pleased to give our approval and appreciate the time and effort you and your staff, this is Roosevelt, have devoted to the development of this essential document. The plan should be updated by you at least annually, preferably during a scheduled meeting of your local emergency planning committee, and must be submitted to this office through channels for recertification by November 30th, 2022.
Do we have a copy of the plan that was submitted?
Do we have a copy?
Can council members get a copy of it?
Oh, yeah, I'll talk to Rob. I know he's waiting. He got the hard copy of this letter, but he hasn't gotten the digital version yet, so he was going to ask them for that. But
the
sure.
copy of the plan.
Of the plan itself, yeah. Sure, I'll talk to Rob. Okay.
No,
but I just.
Yeah, and I should have a copy in the clerk.
Yeah.
Whether it's.
Whatever, right, or digital. But I just wanted to say for the record that I'm really pleased because, first of all, we did not have a plan for many years, and what we did use, apparently it is permissible to copy other towns' plans, but the copy we had was for a town that had absolutely nothing in common with Roosevelt. I think it was a big city, and so it was basically useless. So Rob worked very hard on this plan, and we are actually approved and, I guess, certified, whatever.
I think Rob was in touch with the Monmouth County OEM people.
Yeah, it's Michael Opgard. Yeah.
And Upper Freehold also.
Yeah, so yeah, he's been working really.
He did the right
thing. Yeah, yeah. I'm really happy about that. So I think that's it for correspondence. Mm-hmm. So we come to resolutions. Resolution 19-31, payment of bills.
I'd like to move 31.
I'll second that. I think we should pay the bills.
Yeah. Any discussion?
Okay, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Ezekoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremet?
Yes.
Resolution 1931 passes. Resolution 1932-32, ratifying and approving change order for iron sludge removal in the aerator.
I would like to move 32.
And settling tanks.
And settling tanks at the water plant. I know I was swallowing my coffee.
Yep. I'd like to move that and actually have comment on it when we're board ready.
Okay. Do I have a second?
You do.
Okay.
Why the change order?
Because the original was set for 30,000 gallons of iron sludge, and they wound up pulling...
way more.
Considerably more, yeah. I would imagine.
Yeah. And the problem was that it had not been done for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be done.
Should be done on a yearly basis.
At least on a yearly basis. Yeah.
Yep. And what happened is, so they had excess, and some of the excess they took down to the sewer plant, and Mike was allowing it to be treated by the sewer plant, which is not a problem. And John actually is talking about now, instead of doing this, have a truck haul it away service, maybe work it out with the sewer plant, so we might be able to just take it to the sewer plant and run it through there, or even run it through the pipes to the sewer plant from the water plant. But at that point, I think we should really explore this shared service with East Windsor to be able to flush out the sewer lines also, because if we're going to dump into those sewer lines, then we should flush them out.
Right.
So, but this would save us a lot of money. This is $10,000-$20,000 a year that if we did it, if we processed it ourselves, you know, if we had to pay for some flushing of the sewer pipes, this could be very good for us money-wise.
Flushing the sewer pipes is not a bad idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a bad idea.
That's
at all.
The thing. So,
as a matter of fact, if you wait too long with the sludge, it gets to be hard.
Exactly.
And you need a jackhammer. We needed a jackhammer one time.
Yeah.
Well,
we didn't do it for many years.
And the plants.
What?
Yeah, and the water plant. So if they don't clear that sludge out, it's not a good thing.
But that settling tank was just like
disgusting.
Cement.
Disgusting. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like pudding when they took some of the lower sludge
out. Like wet pudding? Is that what you said?
Like wet pudding. Yeah.
It starts to really solidify.
We got iron.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Believe me, you haven't been here long enough to know how we really have iron.
You hear the brown T-shirts that everybody would wear? I understand.
You see the color of her hair?
Yeah. Oh, that was on a good day.
That was on a good day. Right.
Things are working out.
I had friends that used to say to me, how can you live here? Okay.
Well, I had a friend that said, oh, you live in Roosevelt.
Looked at your white shirt and he could
saw my shirt.
Yeah.
But seriously? Yeah. When you know those ads where you're supposed to be embarrassed because your kid is the one with the dingy T-shirt, we would go places and all the little boys would have white T-shirts and my son's T-shirt was
brown shirts.
Was rust-colored.
Okay, I'd like to move 1932.
And I had Mr. Esikoff second.
Okay. Yes.
Yep. Okay, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, reports of committee chairs. I can't imagine that there's much, but...
We've talked about everything already.
Yeah. Council Member Bowen, Public Works?
Just a couple things. The issue about the trees falling on residents' property that are originating from borough property.
Yeah.
That came up again. Dave cleared it off. And we just want to make sure that moving forward that that's our policy. I think
when I said we were going to have some policy changes, that's something we need to discuss because evidently no other town does that. Like, if the tree falls on your property, no matter where it originated, whether it's your neighbor's lawn or borough property, you are responsible for having it removed, not the borough, not...
No, well, that's not what it was. It was years ago, it was the latter was, but the former...
Actually?
Being, if it's on the property line, if the tree is on Green Acres, we're not responsible. The owner is not responsible.
Yeah, that's not what the law
that's
says
what
now,
it's been
though.
On for years, that's what it was.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if that was just our policy or the law changed, but now...
I didn't see anything I have the ordinances from years ago.
In other words, okay, so if a tree falls, I know if a tree falls from one neighbor onto the other neighbor, it's not the person whose tree fell, they're responsibility to get rid of the tree. It's whoever it fell on, whatever property it fell on, they have to.
Well, no, the
and this goes to like premises liability, it would be, they would have a claim. The person who was harmed, damaged,
right,
has a claim against the person
who owns the tree.
Who owns the tree?
Oh, we were told that if it falls on your property, you have to.
No.
Because remember we discussed
it. Yeah,
well,
check that because we looked at it with Greg even, and Greg agreed that.
Well, the person that would remove it would be the person who, you know, it's on their property.
Right, but that's not what we were doing. We were removing the trees for the people whose property it fell onto.
And then you were charging it back to.
No, we didn't charge at all.
Right,
we paid for it.
We have green acres between and they're loaded with trees. And if a green acre tree falls, and it leans on and lands partially, or as much on an owner's property, we were always responsible for it, the borough.
To remove it, to clean it up.
To remove it, right? To remove it. It happened to me.
With no charge.
They removed one of my trees.
I remember that, yeah.
So that's unusual, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the administration committee.
I was just going to say, so could we just study this and.
Study that issue and come up with some sort of policy on it? So.
Just like we need a policy on.
The sewer.
The other things that we've been paying
There's another issue with the sewers. At what point is it the consumer's problem on a blockage or the town's problem?
Well, Greg told us that no town except Roosevelt pays the residents for blockage.
And Greg knows that firsthand because we have a litigation against the city of Newark. No.
Newark?
With regards to sewage backups. And so it's the to determine who the responsibility is. Now, without the showing, my understanding is without the showing of, past violations or past backups to show that it's the problem of the city. Right. If it's a one-time thing, the onus is on the owner of the property.
So, at what point? At what point on the last?
Well, it's to determine. You need an engineer to determine where the blockage occurred.
Yeah. Which
and who caused it?
Yeah.
But what Greg was saying that even if the cause was on the borough side, it's still the owner's responsibility.
But it determines where on, whether it's in the street, where it is, where the location is. The same thing with any,
right. So
with any water issues.
The sewer mains is in the middle of the street.
The sewer main is from, in the middle of the street.
So the lateral off the mains comes to the property line and then to the house.
So, take for instance, if there was, the sewer is in the middle of the street, right?
Where it is.
Someone comes in and there's a plow and there's a car crash or something like that and there's a damage in the middle of the street somehow and it causes the sewers to back up.
Yeah.
So it was Greg's advice that it would still be the owners of the property.
Even to the middle of the street.
Even to the middle of the street.
Okay, look at as administration.
Well, also,
I'm sorry, if I may. Mm-hmm. If your scenario is such, then wouldn't the car owners who created the damage do it on the property damage from their insurance company?
That would be my position.
That would be mine
too.
But
I will double check with Greg.
Yeah. But in the past, anything past the lateral, into the lateral, belonged to the property.
Belonged to
the borough.
That's the lateral.
Belonged to the borough, to the property owner.
The property owner, right.
The property owner.
Okay.
There was a case not that too many months ago, about a year ago, where Princeton Borough made some changes in their sewer lines. Mm-hmm. They added things, and everybody were required to cut in. Mm-hmm. So what they did is they didn't bill it on a one-to-one basis with the contractor. They had a group thing, so that they get a better price. And it turned out to be $1,000. Then it turned out that the borough put out the money and they billed the owners, the house owners. And then they found out that they missed about a dozen of them. And they rebuilt them. They billed them retroactively a year later, because that's when they audited and found out that they missed. But they billed them for the entire lateral. because that's their response. That's their responsibility. That's George, the homeowner's responsibility.
Didn't you also more than say, like, if we keep paying for all these,
they're the same $1,000.
We can't afford it to keep paying.
They pay for it, and they want reimbursement. That's
what it was.
So there are these sorts of issues. That
well, that's when I said we were going to revisit some policies.
Within the borough's ordinances, yes. As
there
far
is
as
nothing on the sewer side of the borough's ordinances. I've walked through there with a fine.
So did I, that's right. I looked it up. I read the ordinances. I have a book.
The tree one I haven't looked at, but the sewer one.
I have the book. I have the 96 point something or other, whatever.
The 2002 was the last.
Well, so do we want to form a committee tonight?
Well, Lou's chair of administration. What is in? It can go
can
through the administration
it.
Committee. I'm on it.
You know my opinion
glad
anyway.
To look
so
at it.
And
okay.
Who's the other one? Luke.
Luke.
Okay,
Luke's
on
too.
We should look into this.
We'll look into it.
And maybe
we'll see what other
Luke,
we'll see what other towns do.
Yeah, maybe you can also consult with George since he's had mentioned our budget.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
You know, it's all right.
These issues keep coming up.
Yeah.
We should have an answer after a while. I mean
got it.
Because we get
right.
yelled at, and, you know. We don't
well, you had to redo an ordinance.
Yeah.
I said
yeah.
That's when. That's why I
right.
said we were going to revisit some
okay.
ordinances, some policies.
Good.
See, I have a neighbor that repaid for his, and it was on, his lateral. It was on his clean-out pipe.
Okay.
And that's certainly his property.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something issued here, although I never saw that it was codified. That George and Toby had put together about videoing your sewer and finding out where the blockage is and who's.
Do you have a number?
Yeah,
I gave Anna. This? Yeah, I retyped it, and Nancy had it. Nancy
that needs
wanted.
To be in an ordinance, not just. Kind
well,
of
yeah, but
so
do we
wasn't
want to
an
use
ordinance
that?
That was.
I don't. I don't think that was.
No, it was
an
not
ordinance.
An ordinance because I couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah,
but
I
gave Anna copies of it, so she.
What couldn't you find, Joe?
The televising of your
sewer
thing
there.
There was a form that we asked people to do that
yeah.
required them to televise it.
Right,
that.
But there's
but there's
codified,
nothing to back it
so
up.
There's no
you need the ordinance to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, it's very simple because if you bring a rotor in, he knows how many feet the snake went.
They can run a video in there.
Well,
which costs more, but they'll tell you exactly where it
well,
is.
All you do is check it out. You know what's your property line, what's your property distances. If it's on your property, it's yours.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you a copy of this.
Could I buy it?
Okay.
Mr. Bowen is still under his
English.
Public Works
right.
report.
I didn't forget.
Sorry, Steve.
I was going to come back to Steve.
The Public Works building. A lot of repairs have been done already on the building, and the next step is repair of the rear wall water leak.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then man doors for the garage and the first aid bay are being delivered tomorrow, and then we're ordering a dumpster for all that cleanup.
What's ordered? Man doors?
Yeah, that's a new word I learned too.
Oh, good! I'm not the only one.
It's called personnel doors.
Okay.
Access doors.
Oh, access.
It's a little dated, I guess.
Well,
were
they the main garage?
I thought maybe they were
just
like
a regular door.
Maybe
the
first
of
manual. Maybe they're manual.
I said maybe they were masculine doors, like man doors.
Yeah.
What are we doing with that building?
What are we doing? We've done a lot.
That one. I thought you were talking about this one.
No, that building is coming along. It's almost totally intact.
Did everyone
once we
see
get those
that
repairs
that
done
that stuff is
and
gone?
Get the drainage problem settled, I think
drainage
it'll be
is the worst now.
It'll
yeah,
be
everything
fine.
Else seems to be pretty much done.
Well, are we? Were we talking about putting in the downspouts and leading the water further away?
Well, the downspouts are in. New roof has been put on.
But the
it's just there's some leaks in the back of the. Back right-hand corner of the building.
The dirt is up so far, it soaks in. So
the water kind of pours in when it rains.
Yeah, it's about 2 or 3 foot of dirt,
yeah.
And then it leaks in right there.
The repair's around $1,000, as I understand it, and it's already been approved. Kind of.
But did everyone see that yellow
the shed.
Junk thing that was in front is gone? So all three
doors
are... Yeah, it looks so good. Yeah.
And they're going to paint also, I believe, the garage back there.
Yeah.
Or the barn, as I call it. That would be the barn for the trucks, you know, the Teamsters there.
Okay. Lou, do you have an administration report?
No. I don't even know how to spell it.
Mike, finance?
Not yet.
Good. Joe?
No, everything, we've gone over everything tonight already.
Great.
So, yeah.
Okay, Cody's not here for environmental health and safety. And Luke,
not
can
yet.
You imagine that you have a report?
We have an environment and it's not safe.
Reports of borough officials.
And the ballpark.
Believe we need anything
in the report.
That's it.
Certificate of determination, an award.
What is that?
No idea.
That's the band.
Okay. I thought we got an award for something.
All right. Okay.
Which one? Which bond?
It's a bond participation note. There's a listing of.
There's like a. It's in here. It's in your.
Okay.
Pretty much everything that has been funded by the national, the IBAN, which is in the state of New Jersey.
Okay, the iBanks, so that would be one of them, yeah.
But this is iBank.
Yeah, what's it the iBank used to be called?
Those are all the ones that they rolled into.
These don't fall.
Oh, so all rolled into one?
Just doing our own.
At this point, that would be.
Just rolling our note.
Oh, all of these are rolled into one ordinance. That's what it is.
No,
at
that point, it's a note. It's still separate ordinance.
They're separate,
but it's one note.
Okay.
Giving us the cash for those projects.
Okay.
So we're just rolling that note and just paying interest.
And this is a requirement that has to be presented to the council.
Yeah, so part of the bond issue.
The
CFO
can have the bond participation. Do all that. And then just the council can report.
Is that in the yearly report? Yeah.
That's in this meeting's report.
Right now?
Yeah. Right before the Tai Chi.
Is it way to back?
Can we move on from that?
Okay.
I'll just tell you one other thing. Not related to the note, but we got at the end of the month, we got a recycling tonnage grant money, which will be used next year's budget. In 2018, it was $594.26. This year, it's $1,100.03.
Yeah.
So $3.
So it's a refund back to us?
Yeah, that's money we use for recycling efforts, like when we were doing the tires and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a grant, but there's no time limit on it.
Can that be used for leaf pickup, or that's not recycling?
We've done some actually with clean communities, clearing the storm drains and things like that.
Right, but I mean residents, like putting out leaves at the curb?
This is the one.
If we're recycling leaves, we probably if they're going to be recycled, it's basically any kind of recycling efforts. You know,
so maybe we could look into if they can be recycled. I mean, people would love that. I would love it if you could put your leaves out.
Yeah.
Okay, and just on a question, George, these bands,
yeah.
Bond anticipation notes here.
Right.
So this is how much we would be putting towards the bonds this coming year?
That just gives us the cash. You know, basically the project
right.
We spend money against. And
okay.
A bond anticipation note is temporary financing. It's not permanent financing, like a bond.
Right.
So at some point, either they'll be part of a bond sale or raising the budget for a combination probably of those two.
Okay, and these are bonds that were issued. And
bond anticipation notes. They're notes, actually.
Okay, so these are bonds bonds that were issued in the past? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah, see
well,
the
bond ordinances.
Yeah. Okay,
the bonds
11,
are really
14, 16. Okay.
Yeah, but the bond ordinance, like the organization, like you did two bond ordinances this year. We don't have any against those. You know.
Okay.
Part is going to come through the iBank on the water sewer project, then the
okay.
The other one we have a grant, and then there's some debt authorized on that, which either will fund through the budget or
right.
Box that.
So this is part of the money that we would be putting into bonds this coming year, wherever the source of the money
is
from.
Well, right now it just gives us notes. It just gives us the cash for those we use for those projects.
Okay.
And this is the second year we roll.
Okay.
First anniversary.
Okay. All right. One day you can really...
Yeah.
brainstorming on this.
That'd be good.
Okay. What was the recycling grant again?
$1,100
$1,103
Change.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
No, it's more than double of our last one.
I know they've gone up a little bit, but probably also probably increased recycling efforts, I would think. It's $1,103.07
Wow, good thing that's 7 cents.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
And we'll put that in our 2019 budget. Then it gets moved to the grant fund.
Okay.
Is there any old business anyone would like to discuss?
Okay. So this certification we don't have to vote on. This is George saying
just
that the money is available.
Yeah.
Notify
the council.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay, move on to new business. First thing is the use of the Barrel Hall for 2019. Tai Chi, Wednesday mornings, 9 to 10:30, and Thursday evenings, 6 to 7:30.
I move that
can we
Tai
do an
Chi
all in favor?
Can use it?
Yeah, we can do an all in favor, Joe.
Okay.
All in favor of letting Tai Chi use the Barrel Hall?
I usually do a first, second, and then all in favor.
Oh, okay.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Okay.
And then use of the Barrel Hall for January 19th, January 20th, and January 27th of 2019 from 6 to 10 p.m.
Well, the first one says in 119 of 18.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a
we'll just change
typo.
That.
Typo, 19,
To practice for the rap play.
To practice what?
Rap. This whole going to have a play, I guess.
The arts
put
project.
On a play. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Does somebody want to move that?
I'll move that. I see Ron Castor has put it in here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And the last piece of new business is use of the Barrel Hall for 2019 for Roosevelt First Aid Training. The first and third Sunday of what, every month, I guess?
Yes.
Okay, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., and the third Tuesday from 6:30 to 11.
I'll move that.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any of you three gentlemen would like to make a public... Okay, I'm going to open public comment at 9:01. Mm-hmm. Mike?
It's only 9 o'clock.
Past my bedtime.
There's a switch on top.
As long as there's the recording. Okay. Just this whole issue of the trees falling on the neighbor's property, I just thought it might be useful. I had that experience where a tree that I had fell on the neighbor's property. He asked me to contact my insurance company, which I did, and their response was that he should look to his own insurance to pay, which is the reason if it falls on... a borrowed tree is falling on somebody's property, their insurance company will cover them if there's any damage.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, by our paying, our doing it, we're saving their insurance company the obligation to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they said the mine obligation would have only existed if they had made the case that we knew it was a dangerous tree and we did nothing. We were told about it, we did nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
But ordinarily, if a tree just happens to fall, nobody's ever given any notice there was a dangerous tree, that this would be just treated as the person who's,
Michael.
So that's the protocol. The homeowner contacts their insurance company.
Well, no,
they can subrogate against your insurance if they wanted to.
If they wanted to sue,
right.
Yeah, but they'd have
they're not, right.
Exactly, but the point is that they would have.
I don't know why the borough would ever pay for.
To recover, they would have
but
to
we
demonstrate.
Do. We do every
we
time.
We knew it was a dangerous tree. Mm-hmm. If it just falls and there's no way anyone knew that it was, no one was ever warned it was a dangerous tree, that you're not going to be held liable for it
mm-hmm.
under those circumstances.
But Michael, what do you do? Who are you going to tell? Who are you going to tell if it's from Green Acres tree that falls?
It's a borough tree then.
Well,
it's a borough tree
by Green Acres. Do you mean state land or borough? It's either state land or borough land.
Well, whichever. It doesn't matter. A public entity.
Well, again, if a borough-owned tree falls on someone's property, they should contact their insurance company.
Yeah, but if there's no damage done, your insurance company is not going to pay for removal.
You're talking about the tree removal.
No, they'll pay for removal.
Tree removal could be damaged. That's damaged.
I've had
tree removal. That's damaged.
The insurance company pay for tree removal.
Yeah, even my own tree on my own
property.
They'll
cut it up. They're big trees on it. They'll cut it up and remove it.
The insurance company paid for my tree on my own property.
For removal?
I'll tell
them. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's no way that.
Wow.
Yes, that's what I want you to say loudly. There's no way that the government should be paying.
So what did you do? You paid $500 and you build the insurance $700? Nice going, kid.
No, but that's something we'll look into from
not
a legal
perspective. No.
From a legal perspective, because it doesn't seem right that the borough would have a burden of where there's two private homeowners and there's a tree from one private to another private.
But
the mayor's saying that
from the borough property onto a private homeowner's property.
The borough is in the same position that I was in as the property owner.
Oh, okay.
Because the borough has been paying.
Insurance company.
Yeah, I understand. The borough was doing it.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said we have to look at new policies and new ordinances, right?
Nice
therapy for a lot of us, chopping trees.
One thing that occurred to me also, it's very nice what was done with the front there. That sign is great.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it looks really good.
I mean, it just places looking so much nicer. You can't drive out Oscar Drive and not having to look at this derelict building. It's a pleasure. Yeah. The wall is very nice. And
it is.
Unfortunately, a misunderstanding with the wall, but I've got this great guy, I'm happy to say. And what I wanted to say just is should the Environmental Commission be given the go-ahead in terms of replanting the butterfly garden within that space?
I would say no, because we've had a lot of feedback from Public Works, and they've been thinking about that it would be better. This didn't come from me, so they want to talk to you.
Sure.
But we have that nice plot of land that's the pocket park,
yeah.
And we're going to put some benches there and trash cans. It's
it
more
there.
Rural. Yeah, because here, you know, it's kind of like right out in front. It's to start with the hoses and this and that. And it was their idea that there's so much land there, and it's a little more rural. And then it might be nicer.
Well, the only advantage is that here we have hoses, so that it could be watered. There's no way to water.
Right.
No water.
I don't know. They're worried about mud splashing up onto the sign when they water over there. And
okay. Well,
so I told them.
If you think about
think
about it, because I think the people in the Environmental Commission.
What are you going to do with this?
You know, they're really concerned. Mm-hmm. As you know, they were really concerned about losing it, and I think they would be happy to see that it was restored.
You know,
Michael, there were no butterflies
in that garden ever.
They had cocoons.
I would talk to Steve Taylor, I think his last name.
He's
got the plants.
He would provide the plants.
And looking at the what would be the pocket park over by the horse farm there, there's usually standing water there, and that seems to be good for
Public Works said, we can make a beautiful one over there. And Anna and I had discussed, we were trying to get a bench and trash cans in by this fall. But believe it or not, the benches weren't too expensive. The trash cans were very expensive, so we put it off for this spring.
Such a
park.
You could probably use clean
community
money with that. There you go. Really? Yeah. For the bench and trash can?
Well, the bench, maybe get a recycle.
The trash, definitely.
The trash cans were so much money.
If there's any responses.
They're worried about the mud splashing up onto the sign when they water the flowers and everything.
What are you going to do with the center part?
That would be like, low maintenance?
Very low maintenance, some plants and things. No, some like low maintenance, really low maintenance, some like low plants or shrubs. But they have to be watered, they don't want to splash.
I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll ask.
Good Steve.
Hey, Michael.
Yes.
That wall was put up so that the mice from the foreign countries can't get underneath.
And the rabbits.
All right. Mike knows all about that.
Thanks.
Oops.
Can I ask a question, please, Jeff Klein, part of my hopes that the temporary budget appropriations that is listed here, these numbers are 26.5% of the last year's budget. Is that what this appropriation is?
Oh, in total.
In total, not every single line.
No, in total, so the lines, yeah. The lines themselves,
it's
could all be different.
26.25% of basically the operating budget does not include debt service or capital.
So we're talking, so that would be a $2 million operating budget, according to these numbers, then, on the $486,000.
Well, for sewer and current funds.
No, I understand. It wasn't so much what it's for, just
okay.
In general,
yeah.
It's $2 million on what would be here. So the question that I have, and it's irrelevant as far as the costs themselves. I really don't care so much about each individual cost and what it's for, per se, as far as you guys budgeting what needs to be budgeted for the town, because, again, that's why you guys are elected to make these decisions. And if there's disagreements, people, I'm sure, you know, they always need to show up as well as other people. But my question more, again, not concerning these specifically, just for my own curiosity, is there a very specific breakdown of the 2018 budget by itself for every single dollar that comes in?
A line item?
I am
able to fix the budget on our website.
Yeah. On the website, it's in 2000, and it's very specific per project, or how does exactly that budget?
Per account, like you're going to have borough clerk, you're going to have finance, you're going to have tax collector. In the most case, there'll be salary wage and other expense. But that's the total.
But I mean, what I'm trying to get to is for just different expenses, park and recreation functions, recreation services and programs, salaries and wages $2,500, other expenses or whatever $5,500 total. Does it break down that $2,500 and that $3,000 as to what it's used for?
To a line item budget is what it sounds like.
Does it show where the money is going? I don't care. Again, I don't
think it's like $2,500 recreation salaries and wages. I mean, and most of that right now would be. Recreation.
Well, what generally happens?
Show that in last.
Yeah, we'll just say salary wages. We'll just say so.
So it'll be. This will be the exact same budget that I'm looking at in a 2018 budget.
More or less, what's a little different format, but.
Okay, so there's really no breakdown on line item of each individual expense associated with.
I've seen that.
These are official state appropriations, state line items according with the state chart of accounts.
Okay, so you volunteer. We'll just be the volunteer. State or whatever.
Right.
Won't show
I mean, there's details.
They can spend it appropriately. Yeah. That's all.
It is available then. To the
well, it would have to be asked for.
Well, first aid, we get them $20,000 a year. The first aid budet, we give them, I think it's $20,000 a year.
Yeah, it would be more, is there a specific, I guess,
well, what they do with it?
Well, you know, you can also look, you can look at the bill list every month.
We hope that they use it properly, that's all.
Because, for example, DPW is listed in the bills list because it's not built. Per se. And
well,
again,
supplies are.
Yeah.
You talking about sound?
Yeah, in the bill list, we all, like, I get a utilities bills every month or every week, every 2 weeks, and I have to sign off on every bill that's in there, and that bill list shows up with the invoices on every council meeting.
And we have to,
right.
And I presume
I
that,
like
I presume that we approve every vote. We have to approve every invoice.
July 4th, it's general.
No, that's
right.
Well, that's what it is.
No, we have the. We have the. We have the. No, let me tell you.
Is it listed somewhere?
Yes.
I don't want to ask.
Yeah. No, we do that when we do the budget planning process.
Right.
Our CFO comes out with details of everything.
Right.
So, but the actual budget is, you know, the monies are lumped together on lines. But you can get details as to everything that's in that line,
within
any
that
particular
line.
For instance, Department of...
July, I would say July 4th budget for the special event of July 4th.
Right. We know what we spent
right.
within that category before. And it's, yeah, generally it's the 4th of July celebration
right.
And maybe a couple other minor things that we do. But the detail is available on that. But I think you'd have to file a request for that if you wanted it. It's available.
Does it have to be for each individual one, or can it be an overall? Or do I have to go to
no. Depends on how you write it.
Yes. Specifically, yes. Specifically,
you have to file an OPR request for it.
Yeah,
but all of these
easy to do. Just
yes.
Sign it.
The bill list as well as the invoices.
It's not for what you're spending it on per se. It's more my own curiosity.
Yeah, but the
what does the municipality spend money on?
Yeah.
Well, the detail itself is in every meeting minutes, and it's like the bill list for this meeting is here, and it's all of the bills that we sign off on. All of us are heads of the category.
For example, DPW is listed.
Well, their supplies are probably anything they had to buy.
Right, right.
No, but
you're talking about salaries?
You,
are you talking about salaries?
No, I understand what you're saying.
No, if DPW makes $25,000, what does DPW do?
I'll tell you what. Yeah. When we're planning the municipal
budget. It might not be that specific.
I don't think it is going to be that specific.
When we're
right, that's
what
that's
they did. No, because you've got to. They get charged a different line item.
We're going to be working on the municipal budget as a finance committee soon.
You'll see the way that we do it. We have access to every single bill.
List
we
want
to go
budget,
back to it
right.
That we spent within the Department of Public Works.
Yeah.
Very detailed.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Mr. Klein, so it's
that's
not going to it's not going to say the salary of a DPW worker is $25,000 and this is what they did to earn their $25,000.
Right.
It would have DPW worker number one, $25,000. DPW worker number two, $30,000. That's how it would be itemized.
In terms of personnel.
It's not going to tell them what their job response. I mean, the job responsibilities for a DPW worker, is that what you're looking for?
No. I'm just looking for what was Michael was just saying. That
yeah, the details available.
If $5,000 goes out under land use or land or whatever other common operating expenses.
Yeah.
$5,000. My curiosity then is what was the $5,000? What did that include throughout the municipality for the year?
Yep.
No, but
So because I would like to go over that just for my own, and again, it's not for the municipality. It's irrelevant to me what you have spent it on. You were voted in to spend it. I just would like to see it for my own interest because something is in my head separate from what you guys are doing. This has nothing to do with what you guys are doing as far as a municipality. I'm more interested in what municipalities do.
Sure.
Okay.
Right.
Whether it be Roosevelt or whether it be Millstone or whether it be, and this is the only way I know and have access to that type of monies to see where it's.
But on a bi-monthly basis, the invoice list and all of the bills are online. Every invoice that we pay here is online.
Is on the Roosevelt website.
On the Roosevelt website.
The invoices are not. They're listed
but
in the
okay,
bill.
Okay, we get, as
you
a
get
council,
them.
We
yeah.
get the
yeah.
invoices,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can definitely request
yeah.
that
well,
from the immediate
yeah.
access.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buildings and grounds maintenance is going to include, you know, one line is the cemetery.
Yeah.
The other line is related to the building. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, different categories for the maintenance
okay.
contract.
Right,
I understand. Okay.
But they're
yeah,
all
under
yeah.
each one.
They're
yeah,
all
the
invoiced.
Some are solid waste, obviously, expected.
Right.
In
right.
W, some are whatever.
Yeah, that detail's available. That detail's available.
And that detail is available. It comes to us, and apparently it does not come up on the regular website. The bill
the
list comes up, but
yeah.
the invoices do not. You can request.
Right, that,
you
yeah.
can request the individual.
No, but that's
invoices.
How you find out exactly how it,
yeah.
well,
how
right,
expenditures
yeah.
are done to
that's
the
that's it. Yeah. yeah.
Right. Exactly,
by looking
yeah.
at the invoice.
I'm more interested in what the job was as opposed to
oh, that's
what
not
did they buy a rubber tube or I don't care about all that.
Well, that's different. That's personal.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Thanks, Jim.
Okay.
So I would
that's
so
invoice.
That,
all that
go
is invoice. We don't pay.
Well,
just
no,
do,
you
just
should
do an
Oprah
request.
An Oprah request.
Go
out
of one page
public
records.
Okay.
What kind of information you're looking for? What detail
you're
looking
for?
Be specific.
Okay. Per
line item.
Yeah.
I mean, so I have to go through each individual.
What you're looking for detail on?
For example.
Yes.
So I'm looking for the overall. So I would list each. Individual
shared service,
not just shared service, but I would list say public safety functions, and then I would list OPA requests for public works, and then I would list OPA. Does it have to be all separate?
Very detailed.
See, within public safety, in that one, which is that they if they spent
public
money
safety,
on
yeah.
if they spent we spent money on something, it's invoiced.
Mm-hmm.
We don't pay anything without an
function.
Invoice. Right.
Yes.
Yes. It has to be specific.
Can it be on one OPA request, or does each one have to be a separate?
We'd be glad to work with you. Come into the office.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Okay.
That OPA stuff is really a pain.
Let me
tell
you. Because I don't know how it's
okay.
written down, but Anna
to,
will be able
yeah.
to.
No, I understand. And again, it's something
yeah.
for the municipality. I don't care about it.
Well, recently I had an OPA request, and I had to pull 171 emails out and email them one at a time over to the clerk, and So it
and
would,
it's a lot of money. $2 million
If you have, yeah, if you have something individual that you're looking for, it's much easier just to ask.
You
know?
Okay, there isn't.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyone else? All right. We close the public session, public comment at 9:17.
Motion to adjourn.
No, wait, wait. I have one announcement that I forgot that Anna asked me to make. No, no. It's real quick.
All right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Christmas trees can be dropped off at the sewer plant, which is the at the end of Pine Drive in front of a councilman's house.
it's not in front. It's next to it, and
yeah.
It's that holding area,
yeah, that
next
circular
to it.
To the right.
Don't prop it up in front of the sewer treatment plant doors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't look at me. I don't have Christmas trees.
Don't prop it up there.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody?
What are we doing with the trees?
They're going down there for recycling.
Anyway,
it's a staging area for it.
Yeah, don't put them near the gate.
You can bet your bananas it's going to be on the gate.
Anyway, you can do that through January 31st of this month.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Second on that.
All in favor?
Is there any need for executive session?
No.
Zero.
Have a nice weekend, everybody.
9:18.
Yada, yada, yada.
I like what